Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Yeah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
All right, here we go, folks.
We're
back.
Live.
Hello.
That is a real beauty.
That is really something else. I love it. Boy, my head looks little compared to that noggin.
Who took that photo?
Not someone we... Oh, is that you? Oh, okay.
That's a hell of a photo. Where's the video from your wedding?
Well, it's on the Patreon. Your speech?
Not the speech. What am I, an asshole?
I gotta see my speech.
I don't want to see that ever again. I'm talking the video when we were down and dirty, and there was a camera right. I mean, it was a six camera shoot.
That's a round. That made the round. The wedding people loved it. Everybody was raving about that video.
You got to send that out because I mean, what's the deal? What are you hoarding that thing? Because I mean, there was the ceremony. There was tits galore. I mean, there was so many hot women sweating
man.
And heels and the titties.
There was some women there. I was like, this is not safe. It's not good for a wedding. I'm getting married, and there's like, never mind. But,
oh, my God. I mean, I wanted to finger every. I mean, Chuck took a swing at every damn sight.
Oh, yeah. Well, domestic abuse. But, yeah, there were some beautiful ladies. My bride included was looking lovely, and you were a stag that night, too. So
I know. My wife was at home in stirrups trying to get a baby in her, and I was on the loot. I was fingering everything in sight.
Oh, yeah, including my dad. He got a taste.
I mean, it was something else. That tit sweat, the armpits stink. I like BO on a woman.
Really?
No, not particularly.
Yeah, the armpit hair is tough, and I know that's like
hair.
Controversial. Yeah, well, the hair keeps the stink, I think. What am I, Dr. Seuss? But it's the same with a muff. You get a muff downtown, there's a blueberry in it, a paperclip, and a lot of funk.
I love a muff. P-funk. I love a funky muff.
Pussy
Marky
funk.
Mark and the Funky Muff. But by the way, I mean, I was following everyone in sight on Instagram afterward. I was checking every story, every tag. Get me involved. Those dresses.
And that night air, New Orleans, the Louisiana cool breeze, and that old building with the band and the fountain. It was a really a magical evening.
That was special.
That was a special
night. Other than all the sprinting from criminals.
Sure.
That was really fun.
Life
I mean,
groups.
We saw a knife fight broke out at breakfast, let's not forget.
And that was
literally.
The waiter. Yeah, it was ugly. I mean, we had a good front row seat right outside it was a nice day, so all the doors were open, and I don't know, 11 feet away was just en garde. You know, it was a fencing match.
And then Andy Haynes, that pimple. He was like, this city's safe. It's great. Literally, a knife fight breaks out, and I'm like, look at this. And he goes, what, that? Come on.
I love that. That's gaslighting right there.
I was like, what are we doing here?
Also, I'm from there. I'll tell you. It ain't safe.
No.
I grew up there. I grew up in Hawk. I was terrified. I was running from people all day long.
No, my cab driver was like, you stay over here? This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. He goes, maybe it changed. I don't know, but I don't drive here.
No change. It's actually gotten better. That's the kooky part. I saw two knife fights at my graduation.
Yeah, it was bad. I'll never forget. I can't get the image out of my brain. Just a totally ripped a big fart. The anomaly mark when you were like, guys, get out of here. Those photos.
Huh?
We bumped into you at 11 a.m. You were taking photos.
That was
bad. Me and Ari and someone. I don't know.
It was too much. I couldn't handle it. It was two worlds colliding, emotions. We were doing our vows.
You were like, get out of here. Leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to fight back. I was like, I'm just on the street. I'm an American. I'm free.
Well, you were in my comfort zone. It was too much.
Yeah, well, you were on the sidewalk, my friend. But that was wild.
Bubble. I had a bubble.
No bubble.
All right, bubble boy.
Burst my bubble.
The real estate bubbles. But either way, it was a great night. I mean, we're harking back. That was November.
It was really something. And I mean, that this is a beauty. I mean, it's not exactly whatever, but I mean, I could break it over my head. Joe, NYFBS. What does that mean? New York.
New York.
Oh,
funny business.
Beer shirt.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you this, Tubbs. Thank you again for this.
Yes, very lovely. They say this is a big, you know, they got the 7-year itch with the marriage. They got the herpes itch. They got itchy and scratchy.
Life's an itch.
Then you die. But they say the first year of marriage is the hardest. Would you agree?
Why do they say that? Who says that?
That's like a thing, you know, like a 7-year itch or what goes around comes around. You know, it's an expression.
I never heard that. That's insane. Really? That doesn't make any sense. That's the honeymoon.
That's what I thought, but I've heard it over and over.
So why wouldn't do most divorces end in the first year? I feel like...
I think so, and you know, it all hits you like, oh, the magic is over. I'm living with this shrew. I hate her. I can't get it up. She hates me. These are all things my dad told me.
But don't you think that's old school? Because you hadn't lived together before, like from the 50s. Like, you never lived together. You marry after 2 days because your wife's pregnant.
Right.
So you get married.
Shotgun
right?
wedding.
First year, that you should cruise.
Well, I've been cruising.
Because the 7-year itch is the seventh year.
The first year is the hardest. Baby, I know. That's what they say.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But you having a hard time?
No, I'm soft. No, it's been fine. I mean, it's the same shit. You know, we did in October and then November 12th, the day after the wedding, very similar.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's an old adage because
I
just think that back in the day, the first year, you're like, oh my god, this is what she snores, she takes dumps, you know, she doesn't blow me. But now I think my wife's blowing me while taking a dump and snoring, so I know the deal.
A blumpkin, we call that.
Trifecta.
All right. Well, good. It's nice to hear that because I was sitting there going, here it comes. It's still within a year. Oh, boy. The hammer's coming down.
But the idea that, like, the 11th year is easier than the first year?
That's why I brought it up. I thought it was odd.
No, because I'm in year 6 and it's a complete nightmare.
All right. Well, the 6th year is the hardest. That's what I hear.
No, I think. And then we're going to have a baby. That's when you really hate each other.
Agreed, and you love the baby. It's weird because it's like that Louis bit. You go, this is love. That was bad.
Well, I think what happens, everyone says, is you just become like teammates instead
yes,
of lovers.
That's the key.
You're like, all right, you clean his ass, and I'll eat him out. And right. Instead of just going out to the movies or whatever.
It's a lucky kid. But also,
my foot here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
my
great.
Buddy is a big... His wife's like a big kind of activist-y, progressive, the whole thing. And he's like,
oy vey,
big feminist lady. And then they had a kid, and she went full Rosie the Riveter, do-rag. I'm always in the kitchen. Let me breastfeed this piece of shit. I mean, all in on the gender roles.
Wow, okay.
So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of naturally, a lot of times gender roles, I mean, we're going to get in the weeds here and get shot down and killed. But a lot of times it kind of happens naturally. You go into your natural thing.
It's
like
instinctual.
I'm like, the trash stinks. And I go, let me take the trash out because it smells and it's heavy.
It's heavy.
So I grab the trash. Not that my wife never takes the trash out, but if she does, I go, oh, I'll grab that.
Right.
That feels like a man's job.
Exactly.
And I do dishes, but.
Yeah. But I get the same thing. You know, there's the lights out on the ceiling and it's scary to get up on the ladder. I got it.
Yeah, you're taller.
Right.
And then the suitcase, you got to put the suitcase up in the closet.
Yes.
Along with my personality, so I shove that up in there. And, you know, and then folding clothes. I don't know how to fold a cloth. Well, I guess we drop off, so.
But they fold it.
And they're women.
Uh-huh. See? It all comes back. Yeah, mine are Asian, and they are lovely. You know, this is the difference between me and my wife.
Tits.
From the genitalia. She can get herself off. But... We go down. We have laundry in the building.
No shit. Look
you
at
ever,
this motherfucker.
You ever need to do it? We got it's one of the perks.
If I ever need to do laundry, I'll pack up and head to the
come on by
Greenwich Village.
Yeah, you got to get your own detergent though.
Nah.
But we get laundry in the building, so I do it in the building. She still takes it out. And I go, "What's that about?" She goes, "I don't like the machines." And I go, "These machines could be Nazi, racist, in blackface. I would still use them."
Well, I'm with her on this, and I was just talking about this. Like, when I move to New Jersey, which up here, I'm already gone, I'm still going to drop my laundry off, even in a home.
What?
Because I don't want to do laundry.
I see.
It's $15. Laundry, to me, is still the best deal in America. I take all my dirty clothes. Chuck's agreeing. I take all my dirty clothes covered in cum and pubes and puke and blood and baby shit.
Yep.
I just throw it at a sweet Asian lady. Oh. I come back 14 hours later, and I give her $15. It's folded, pressed, queefed. Boom.
But to me, it's the delivery thing that is annoying. The money's great. It's a great deal. The folding is great, but it's just going there. When I got, I got a hard on and a panties, and I go downstairs.
Yeah, you have to go there, and then you have to linger
but
there.
That's no. I go down, boop boop, two floors, go up. I'm back in my house.
Yeah, that's what I do. That you're making a case for me. No, then you have to go back.
You're leaving the home. I'm not leaving the home.
Then you have to go back. You're leaving your home. You don't live in the basement.
Okay, well, I'm not leaving the building.
When you walk up two flights, I don't have any flights. No flights. I walk around the corner, same corner. I don't even cross the street. I just go. I drop it off, and then when I go back, it's not to move it from one machine to the other.
Okay.
It's to put it on my body.
But I don't have to interact. You got to interact.
Interact.
With
these people don't speak English.
Oh, all right. Well,
we
got
interact
me
with
there.
A smile. We're not having a fucking dialogue. Oh, we're not talking about the facts of life.
I didn't know if they liked the pod or you did their pod.
No, they go and I go hey. You go.
That's interacting. Woo, bang a gong, folks. All right.
And then I come back. I mean, we interact. Now we know each other. They know us. It's sweet. They go, Joe, hey.
I think we got the same lady somehow because mine sounds exactly the same. I'm in Manhattan. You're in Queens.
But what was I going to say? But yeah, you
have a tent cooking here.
And then you go, oh my God.
This is intense.
This is precious. No, you got to go. You have to have quarters. If you do it, you put the quarters
no,
in.
No, it's all pipes. It's a card.
A card?
Yes,
a card. I don't have a card. No card involved.
Ah, we got a card. But beep, you tap it.
And then you
got
to put in detergent.
Sure.
You
got
to throw in a little thing.
Sure.
Then you have to fold it. You're folding.
I don't fold.
Who folds?
I don't. No one.
Talking about
the casino folded. I got nothing. Origami. I just throw it in my cupboard.
No, because your clothes would look crazy.
They do. I sweat it out, but I don't fold anything.
All right. Well,
I'll send you a photo.
Supposed to fold.
Why would I fold underwear?
Well, underwear you don't have to fold.
Okay.
I mean, I fold underwear. I don't. But they do.
I got button downs, which I rarely wear, but if I use them, I just put them back on the rack.
What
the
about
hanger.
The t-shirt, those pants, the jeans?
No fold.
No fold? Those weren't folded?
No, these are nylon horse shit.
So where were they?
In a chest of drawers.
I'm not accepting
come
this
on
no
over.
Fold.
Come
somebody's
on over.
Folding.
No one is folding in my house. She folds.
Okay.
You know, Ben folds five, but no folding in my stuff.
Now why do you should look like a big, fat, crazy mess over here. What'd you steam? You steam?
I have some techniques to
okay.
de-wrinkle.
All right.
First off, I bring the clothes in the shower with me. I throw them on the rod.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Rodman. And then I do a little air dry, and I throw the shirt on while still a little moist.
This is a lot of work to just avoid folding.
Well, I'm doing less drying.
I suppose so. Your jacket is now dry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm dropping off for life. I don't even know how to do laundry. Hot, cold, wipe, swipe. I don't know any of the numbers.
I think I'm like a vampire. Once that sunlight pierces me, I'm changed. I like being able to keep the clan hood on, go downstairs, and come back up.
Okay. It's a wrinkly clan hood.
Yeah, well... I'll steam it.
Let me know if you need the space. I feel like,
I'm okay.
I'm comfy, but I feel weird. Our feet are pretty close.
This is quite a spread.
Well,
got here. This is man spreading.
It's a long day living in Reseda, and,
it's a long day.
Let me tell you that story. I might do it as a bit. One time I had a porch situation in the city.
You had a porch?
Yeah. And,
pretty good.
I saw somebody I didn't want to see, a comic walking up the street. So I did this move. And sat like this, and he still saw me. And then he came up, and he goes, dude, your posture is horrible. You got to sit up. He's like, you're going to have horrible problems. And I'm
funny.
Like, yeah, that's a good point. Bad posture.
Yeah, well, tour of the flaming porch.
These shorts, when you stand, they look okay, right?
Yeah.
And then you sit, and they just...
They really slide up.
Yeah.
Look at that. And you got not a lot of thigh hair.
No, I guess not. I mean,
I don't
if
either.
You look close, it's in there.
Hold on. Let me see my thighs.
Those pants have been folded. You're full of baloney.
A little more thigh hair.
Let me see if I can grab a patch and just pull it out.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Like an Asian laundromat lady. Do yours have the triangular hats? Because mine do. No, no, I'm kidding. But yeah, they're nice ladies, and they go, oh, you know, you're gay or whatever. They're fun. They get me.
I gotta come clean. I think mine are actually Spanish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
I made up the Asian
similar
stuff.
Language.
Nosotros.
Yeah, there you go.
Como se dice?
Woo, sweating in here. Look at the hot coffee, the heat, the room.
Very warm. I'm going to steam after this.
Oh, there you go.
Get an Equinox. Come on, we could be steaming.
I'm scared.
All right,
a lot of commitment.
I've been really hitting it.
Yeah, steam is big.
Oh,
Steamboat
Jesus.
Willie.
By the way, you know, I saw some footage from the old studio pre-wallpaper.
Yeah.
80% better.
Really?
Yeah, this is no good. Because it's painted nice back here. Well, it was. We ripped it all down.
This room, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just had the sign, and it was kind of black, like charcoal.
Well, if we wait long enough, they'll come down.
Yeah.
They're close. So I know you got a bunch of stuff, but can I knock one out? Then we'll...
Throw it at me. Right. What are you kidding? Jerk off into your hand and throw it at me like multiple MIGs.
So I got a big...
apple pie.
Matzo ball above me here. I went to my first Jewish wedding.
Oh, did you pick up the thing and throw shit?
Picked up the chair. There was way more full rabbi. I mean,
wow.
You walk in, they give you a yarmulke.
That's fun.
I got to wear a yarmulke.
I did once at the Wailing Wall. And, it blew off, and I had to run and like step on it from rolling away.
Ooh, that's not a good look.
No, it wasn't great.
Palestinian. But yeah, so went to the Jewish wedding in the Berkshires.
I love the Berkshires. I want to buy a house up there.
It is something nice. I mean, the rolling hills, the lush landscape, beautiful.
It's God's country up there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's all the bullshit, the cutesy stuff, the inn, the cobbler, you know, the butter bitch, whatever her name is. It's very Amish. You know, it's a lot of, like, Americana, little flags and an old man on a porch who hates blacks. It's fun.
What was it, Williamstown?
Right next to it.
That's where I want to buy a home.
Oh,
Red
wow.
Bank and Williamstown and a couple other places.
It was called,
I gotta get a job.
North Adams.
I know North Adams.
You know North Adams.
What are you kidding? What am I, an
wow.
asshole? I know North Adams.
It was a lady who, I'm selling my own honey. She had a fucking jar on a table. It was great.
That's beautiful country up there. It's like hippie country up
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, hippie dippy. A lot of pride flags, the whole thing.
Yes.
But This North Adams is famous. They have the biggest art museum in America.
Big arts, big gays, big beautiful.
Yes, yeah, artsy fartsy. And they had the wedding in the art museum.
Oh.
So it was really something because you're like, both these people are from Manhattan. Why the hell are we going to the Berkshires? But she grew up or summered there, whatever the hell it was. Really something special.
This should be a fart museum. Probably
oh, yeah.
is.
I think it's called a gas chamber.
Hey!
But, that's a different... A
lot of clips here.
Different Jewish wedding. But you walk in, the handy of the yarmulke, but here's my... Let's start from the start. From the shart. May's friend, the wife, rented a car, and we're going to drive up in this car.
With the bride?
No, no. Huh?
The wife. Oh, your wife.
My wife.
Ah.
Sorry.
Well, you said May's friend, the wife.
Oh.
So I thought you meant you're driving with the bride, which I was like, that's embarrassing.
My wife and her friend are driving up, and the friend is getting the car in Jersey City. You know, it's a cheap little
that's
loophole.
So we did years
yes.
ago.
So she goes, meet me in Jersey City. We'll take off right from Jersey. We'll get there. Toot sweet. I said, great. We show up. We get to Jersey City. She's in line. She's like, I've been in line for an hour and a half. It's like a third world country down there.
The New York City, tri-state area.
It's crazy.
It's garbage. We got to all move. It's not pipes. It's clogged pipes.
Clogged pipes, yes. And we gotta get an app going. I mean, like, you know, everything that sucks, some cum guzzler comes out and goes, untuck it. I made a business called Untuck It where you don't have to tuck your shirt in, or I got Dollar Shave Club or whatever the hell. And all these horrible things where they fuck you with the $1 million razors, some nut goes, I'm starting this.
Yeah, we should put our heads together and come up with something.
We should.
A homework machine or whatever.
Jizz glasses, I don't know. But either way, this poor lady had to wait out there, Laura Sogar. And,
oh, I know Sogar.
Good egg.
Comedian.
Yeah, check out their podcast, Risque Business, by the way. Fun pod. But I felt so bad, and you're like, what are we doing? What is this, the 80s? There's a line around the block coming out of a parking garage.
Hmm.
So whatever, we finally get the car. They're like, all we have left is this. Ding, Camaro.
A Camaro? They still make Camaros?
Chevy Camaro. They're a hot item.
What?
But I mean, this thing's a hot rod, baby. This thing cooks.
Is it like an 85? They're still making new Camaros?
2022.
I had no idea.
And it's this low. It peels out. The wheels are wide. And I'm in the back. And, you know, you got to get behind the seat and the back. You know, you can't even. I'm not the tallest guy. My head's hitting the thing. It's brutal.
Yeah.
So we get there. We get the fucking Camaro. I'm in the back. I'm miserable. For the first 20, you try to stay positive. Hey, what do you think of the submarine guys? And then by 30 minutes, you're like, oh, I want to kill your pretzel. You
got to sit up.
Yes, bad posture. I'm on a porch. So we finally get there. Beautiful. Never been. God's country. I walk around. I went to an antique shop. I bought some things.
I don't believe that.
I bought two Pez dispensers. Swear to God. They were vintage.
Tweety?
I wish. It was Superman and Batman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that could be worth something.
You know how much you love Batman.
Oh, I love the Bat. But dead parents must be nice. So,
I'd kill for dead parents.
It'd be good. Dan, you get to become a hero.
Yeah, probably not. Right.
But yeah, so we go to the wedding, and yeah, they hand you a yarmulke, which is really the only religion we do that with.
Hmm.
You know, when you go to like a Muslim wedding, they don't give you a burqa, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's just weird that they're like, be like us. You're in now.
Yeah, I think to enter, you have to have, isn't it a shield between you and God or something like that?
I like that. He can't see my thoughts.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what yarmulke but translates.
Same with the Wailing Wall. They put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I get because there could be some nefarious things going on in that wall.
That's the word I was looking for earlier.
Oh.
When we were walking around. Nefarious.
Yeah,
fun word.
There you go. Nosferatu. But,
did you know that movie's called that because they couldn't get the rights to Bram Stoker's Dracula?
No.
I just learned that from Francis Ford Coppola.
Wow.
They couldn't get the rights. So Nosferatu, the film, is it's based on Dracula, but they had to move some things around.
Huh. That was a big flick, too. That really changed the game.
Huge.
So I'm excited because this is full-on Jew town, baby. This is like temple.
What?
Yeah, and everybody's got the yarmulke on, Hava, Nagila, the whole thing, and there's a rabbi up top. The groom is waiting up there, Ben, Western.
Westerns.
And the lady walks up, the bride, full garb, can't see an inch of skin, very traditional. Hmm. She gets up there and he goes, and she has to circle him 7 times. And seeing that in person, you're like, whoa, this is some old school shit.
Wow, I've never been to like an actually religious wedding before.
It was something. And all the old Jewish ladies were like, woo, you know, it was wild.
Huh.
And the noises, the hymns, the chants, and then he goes, he sounds like RFK Jr. up there with the phlegm and everything, all the Hebrew language. And they do their vows. It was really touching. These vows were very sweet.
Mm.
And they do the glass break.
That's fun.
Love the glass break.
Mazel tov.
Yes. Then we don't see him for a while. You know, it's a big wedding. We all cheers. I think they fuck.
Come on.
I think that's part of it.
No.
Through the sheet.
The sheet? That's Muslims.
No. Sheets are clan. Wait a minute. Sheets is
the Jews don't cheat.
I think they go through the sheet.
I don't think so.
Is that a rumor?
No, that was the Muslim lady, wasn't it? In Curb?
I don't know. They definitely didn't fold it.
I don't think there's a sheet.
All right.
Can't be a sheet.
Sheet, motherfucker. nor rain, nor sheet, nor snow. Well, this episode is sheet, but
this is like our best one. Are you kidding?
I'm
that
joking.
Laundromat stuff was gold.
Gold, gold.
I mean, we're going to get shut down, but
sure.
Still.
But the laundry, they'll keep us in business. They like us. So, great time. Then you go to the bar. They open it up for the big dinner and everything. Just a great time. The parents gave speeches. Hilarious. Jews
what?
Are funny.
Of course. They're number one.
His dad's a urologist. He opened with a dick joke. That killed.
Hmm.
And I saw him later. He's like, how'd I do? And I was like, that was great. He goes, you always open with dick. And I'm like, so do I.
Wow.
Good times. And,
Who are these people again?
They're comedian, Ben Kirschenbaum.
I don't know Kirschenbaum.
He's a funny guy and a nice kid. Valedictorian.
In your name.
Ooh, that never sucks. Thought about that. Well, Harrison Greenbaum. There's a couple bombs. Yeah. Oh, boy. Bombay.
Gordon Bombay.
Yeah.
Bombay Sapphire.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb. I don't want any more bombs.
Yeah.
Noah Baumbach.
Boston Bomber. Yeah, all right. Either way, she's a bombshell. So great wedding, got hammered, and then this is what's fun about my wife. She pops open her little gay, they hold these little purses at weddings. I don't know how they do it. Mm. She pops open her little purse and she goes, couple of shrooms.
This lady loves mushrooms.
She really does.
I've never met a woman that loves mushrooms more than this woman.
It's the only vegetable she eats. And we pop those, and everybody else is like, oh, my God, it's a bunch of comedians. So she's the shroom fairy. Everybody's dipping their little claws in there.
I mean, between you, me, and the lamppost and the table, I think your wife has a mushroom problem.
She might.
This is wild.
She's a mushroom cloud.
I mean...
Yeah.
Every story you have, she's on mushrooms, this lady.
Well, those are the only ones I tell.
Okay.
I've hidden the heroin and coke ones.
Okay.
So we have a great time. We do shrooms. Party's great. They do the chair lift. And they also do a thing, the Jews, where they...
They went skiing?
You know, and they do the thing where they go... You grab hands and you all go in a circle.
Right, I like that circle.
I forgot the
thing.
Name of it. The huppa, the hoopa, the toran.
I don't
know. I tore a muscle. But
weather control, show
yeah,
business.
Yeah, something, money, penny pinching. I don't know, but he just had a great time. And then past that, we had wild shroom sex in the hotel.
No kidding.
Yeah, that night. And just a drunken fucking roll in the hay. And we woke up, drove back, and... Right to the Pride Parade.
Oh, my Christ.
Beautiful drive home, Berkshires, talking wedding, talking shrooms, fucking high-fiving, jars of honey, and then, can't go this way, woo-woo. And then I just look over, and there's a guy with his dick going, yee-haw, fucking homo. Crazy.
No, the parade, yesterday I thought, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to the gym, but then I remember I walked out of my house to get to the train. I got to take the train to the gym, Equinox, high five, and I saw all the folks decorated and dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, it's Pride Parade, and I just turned around and headed back to my house, because I was like, I'm not going in the city on Pride Day.
And I live in the Village. The parade goes right by my house. I can hear it. I had to close the window, put earbuds in, and pray to Allah to kill all of them. But it was wild, and God bless them. I had to do a stand spot, so I had to cut through everything. I was like, excuse me. I felt like Mr. Wilson on Dennis the Menace. I'm like, you kids, you know, and they're all twerking and popping and locking. It was wild, but they had a blast, and God bless them.
By the way, yeah, we're avoiding because the noise and the traffic, not because,
yeah.
You know, we love the gays,
yes.
The tail lane, the other one.
Oh,
We love gay people.
Our
Tuesdays.
Fans. Tuesdays, yeah. So keep
nobody
on,
gayer.
Keep on gay. We wish we were gay.
Yeah.
We're halfway there.
I've tried.
Yeah, it didn't take.
No.
So, yeah, just a great time. But that Pride Parade's a real wrench in the asshole.
I've said this in my act now. I keep sprinkling in my act into the podcast. But I think I could be gay with a group. It's the one-on-one that would be tough.
That's interesting.
It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. Hi, Bob. Hey, Joe.
Right. What, but, do you mean, an orgy?
Yeah, 6-7 guys. Everyone's sucking each other off. Like, throw a cock in my mouth. We're having a good time in here.
And you get to hang after. You got 8 guys. You can watch a movie, watch a game.
It's less awkward.
That's
the one-on-one aspect of, like, you just blew one in a guy's ass, and you're like, so, I'll see you later, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go, folks. If you get a team of dudes together.
Text me.
There you go. You got a new recruit.
But I don't want to be on a group text. I'd rather blow 5 guys than be on a group text.
Oh, don't you love being the first guy to leave a group text?
I don't even know how to leave one.
Well, you can on Facebook. I've been in a group chat where they go, "Here's everybody's
spot
that time,"
yeah,
and
yeah.
I go, "I'm out."
That's nice. I know how to do that. Oh God, sorry, I got hit with a yawn.
There you go, folks.
Oh, this gay talk made me want to open my mouth for a period of time.
Sure.
Hey, folks. Tuesdays of Stories is brought to you by BetterHelp. This episode brought to you by BetterHelp. You don't want to get to the end of your life and realize that you didn't live by your values. Therapy can help you figure out what's important to you so you can follow a path that feels right. BetterHelp's online therapy matches you with a licensed therapist who can help you move forward with confidence and excitement. You got to do therapy. It's good for you. We all do it. You know, we got Big Alan. But this is even more convenient. You can knock it out on a Zoom or over the phone. Highly recommend it. You don't have to go in and get that weird waiting room and awkwardness seeing the other patients there who have been molested. BetterHelp is totally online, and it's convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. If that means doing therapy on the go, that's awesome. If you're tuning in from under the covers on a hard day, that's okay too. BetterHelp is just here to meet you wherever you are. Just fill out a quick questionnaire and get matched with a therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for free, no questions asked. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tuesdays today. That's BetterHelp.com/Tuesdays. And you get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Tuesdays. Hey, folks. Tuesdays with Stories is brought to you by Electric E-Bike. This summer, I love getting to ride around the city and zip past all the crowds with my electric e-bike. It's incredible for taking me wherever I want to go, whether it's weekend fun or that daily commute. If you're looking to level up your summer adventures, check out the Electric's new XP 3.0 bike with hydraulic brakes. It's the most popular e-bike in the industry and starts at just $999. With a top speed of 28 miles per hour, pure throttle on demand, and updated programming, it's time to experience freedom like never before. I love this thing. I'm whipping all over town. It's great for doing spots. It's nice because Manhattan is congested, and I'm zipping up and down that bike lane, baby. I love the electric e-bike. You got to get on it. Sometimes you don't want to get in the car and park and find a spot. This thing is nimble, it's quick, it's zippy, it's light, it's easy to maneuver. Electric e-bikes come with a powerful removable battery, a bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of pedal assist to power your ride. With awesome feature-filled models, finance as low as $73 per month, your adventures don't need to cost a fortune. Rediscover your independence this summer with XP 3.0 Electric. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and explore the epic models Electric has to offer. That's electricebikes.com. electricebikes.com. Hey, folks, Tuesdays with Stories is brought to you by Liquid IV. You know I need that Liquid IV. So you spent last night burying under a mountain of chips, popcorn, and pretzels. That sounds great. But now your body is crying out for a gallon of water. Do yourself one better and try Liquid IV. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, comes in 12 delicious flavors, and now you can get it sugar-free with their zero sugar hydration solution and no artificial sweeteners. You can help yourself get hydrated without a sugar rush or the dreaded 3 p.m. crash. Look, we all know I like to booze. I like to hit the sauce. I like to throw a few back. Tilt a few cold ones. Well, it sucks the moisture right out of you, folks. So get on it. You got to get that Liquid IV. It's the best in the biz. Might as well hydrate. Your body works better when it's hydrated. Just mix one stick with 16 ounces of water and hydrate yourself 2 times faster than water alone. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TUESDAYS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TUESDAYS at liquidiv.com. liquidiv.com, code TUESDAYS.
That sounds nice. A Berkshire's wedding.
That's pretty good.
Love it. Well, you went opposite arm. You got to go same.
That's about all I got on that
one. Look at this.
All right. That's a stretch. But stretch arm strong or arm weak. But, yeah, so Jewish wedding, 5 stars of David. Great time.
Yeah, I gotta go to one. Who's the next Jewish wedding? We went to Venus, but that wasn't a Jew wedding. That was just kind of a Long Island chick.
Yeah, she's Italian. He's very non-Jewy. Sold coke in college. I mean, I guess he's a con man. That's kind of Jewish.
Oh, Merrill.
Oh, that'll be Jewy.
But he's got to be a non-Jewish wife, too, I think.
Yeah,
probably.
He likes a shiksa.
And who else?
Woody Allen? We missed that one. He married his daughter.
Cantor. He's half, but Cantor. He's not going to.
That's a Jewish guy. He's like a singer.
But he's not going to do it.
He might.
He's not going to do a Jewish wedding.
No, but if you're going to do a wedding, do your culture. You know, if you're Indian, gay, Jewish, Muslim, go for it, I think.
We did my culture. Everyone was shit. I was 3 hours before it started.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. Dad wore a dress. He's Scottish.
Quick. No emotion. No feeling. No crying. Just
love it.
Right in there.
Yeah. Same here. We ate a bunch of Cajun food and got drunk.
Yeah.
So there you go, folks. Juju wedding. Good time.
That sounds like a nice wedding.
Somebody made the good point. It was raining all day, and then the clouds parted, and my, I don't know who it was, some comic was like, eh, they controlled it.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Also, there was a weird, it's the whole thing's in an art museum, so it's beautiful and high ceiling and wooded and all the big windows, and you can see the mountains and everything, and then there's a big art piece, which is just pennies on the floor, and I was like, this is a little on the nose.
Well, there was less pennies at the end of the wedding than there was at the beginning.
Pennies in a fountain.
You catch the uncle crying them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, this is our most racist episode we've ever done, but we're having a good time, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Put a warning on the front, would you? Just a big old not for the faint of fart.
Oh, yeah. Pennywise. Penny foolish.
I don't even know where to start here. I got Hollywood Nights. I got Columbus. I got Spokane. I got a guy riding around punching people. I told you.
Oh, no, no song about Spokane.
Did I tell you about that?
No, please do.
There was
a kook?
I can't remember if I told you. A what now?
A kook?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
the no. Asian section's over.
I guess he was a small Latino man on a scooter driving around Astoria, punching the whites in the face. Yeah, he would roll up. There was video. They finally got him. They caught him. But it was terrorizing the neighborhood. It was
How
scary. We were all doing like 360 walking around. But,
whoa.
But they got him now, so it's old news. But
whoa.
It was scary for a minute, but... Let me talk about L.A., because I was out in Hollywood, which is always exciting.
Okay. Hate crime on a scooter. You don't hear about that.
But they got them. Okay. And now there's a new gang of kids, evidently, on the city. You know about the City Bike Boys?
Uh-oh.
There's these teenagers. They hang out at the City Bike. We have these bike rentals here in New York.
Yes.
It's like a big station. You lock them in. You take them.
I use them every day.
And these teenagers, they hang out on them. They wait for you, like a guy or a girl, whatever, to bring it back. Before they lock it back in, they take it from the person. They take it on a joyride. They smash it. They throw trash and dog shit at the people.
Good to know. If I see a group of youngsters behind me when I'm banking...
Yeah.
I'll bank quick.
The City Bike Boys, so...
Shitty bike.
Heads up, everybody. But, yeah, I went out to L.A., Los Angeles. This was 10 years ago now. I don't remember what I was doing
ago.
Up there.
How long has it been since we recorded?
Well, you went to Australia. There's a time difference.
Got it.
But I had Spokane Comedy Club.
Yeah, good club.
So I did a big West Coast swing. I was doing Spokane. So first, I flew out to Seattle to go to Gig Harbor to visit the old Walsh family. It was
sure.
my niece's birthday. That was exciting. She turned 11 and had a good time over there, played some video games and whatever the stuff with the kid. Mm. Then I went from there to Spokane. Sarah came with me. She came out Thursday, did a guest spot. I like that Spokane.
Good room.
Nice room, nice town, a little bit of hair on that town.
There's yeah.
There's some stank there.
Some heroin and some meth.
Yeah, but they don't really bother you
nah,
too much.
No, they're polite. It's a very Upper West vibe.
Mm.
They're grungy, but they're polite.
But went out there, had Luke Moniz opening.
Hey, Lukey.
Some great shows. Some Tuesdays came out. Not a ton, but yeah. some.
It's a big room.
And a very big room. It's a big coat.
Big coat.
But
start a war with that thing.
Beautiful, beautiful weather out there. We had a great time. Then I went to this restaurant. I forget the name of it. I should remember it. But I went with Moniz, who's just a great, great hang.
Yeah, peach of a man.
And we had one of these waitresses who was really bawdy.
Ah, good body.
No, B-A-W.
Ah, bawdy.
Bawdy, the yes. way like you'd say it in Boston.
Got it.
She's got a good body, buddy. She comes in, and she's like, you know how like you're married, you get a little older, you want to make love to every single human being?
Yes.
You know what I mean? And she was like, when I was 25 or even 35, I would just be like, ah, gross, a lady who's weird and old and fat.
Mm.
But then now I'm like, I could get into that really gross, weird look.
You can see the beauty in everyone now. It's
exactly.
kind of nice.
Yeah. It's like, on the one hand, it's like, hey, I'm an animal. I want to fuck everybody. What a bad guy. But on the other hand, it's like, I'm accepting. I'm open. I want to blow my dad.
And she's toothless, and you can find a positive. You're like, oh, it'd probably feel good. You know, you can find a spin.
Yes. I'm aces. I'm the best guy in the world now.
You got AIDS.
I want to cheat on my wife with everybody.
There you go.
It's very nice. So, yeah, she's got orthopedic shoes, and her pants are too small, and there's like some dough. Coming out.
Oh, I love a dough.
Yeah, and her face looks burnt or mashed or something.
Ugh, this lady sounds like she's in need of help.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating a little, but she's cute. But I kind of I liked her bodiness.
Yes, yes, not the body, the body.
No, but I liked the body too.
All right, not ideal. Well, you're but naughty.
She looked like. Did you ever play ice hockey for Nintendo?
Nah, not really.
All right. Well, I guess. Doesn't matter. But then you could get a little guy, a skinny guy who was fast but breakable, a little guy who was fast but whatever. There was a fat guy who was really strong but fat.
Oh, okay.
She was that guy.
Got it. Got it.
She was strong and fat. But but anyways, you know when you just have a good rapport with a waitress,
oh,
you're excited, you flirt, you're fun, it's goofballs.
Colbert rapport.
So I went, hey, man, I'm excited to be here. I'm starving. And she's like, whoa, starving. One of these guys. She was kind of giving us the biz.
Yeah.
Fun. And then we're looking at the menu and she comes over and I'm like, I can't decide. I got six things here I'm thinking about. So we might need a minute. And she goes, all right, well, I thought you were starving. And I go, well, I am. And it was kind of that thing of like, are we fighting or flirting?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, I like that.
And then what do you make of this? Because it gave me a rock hard boner.
Ooh.
She's walking by. She had a little bag of goldfish. Like a little, you know, those little bite-sized
sure,
goldfish?
Sure.
Walks by and goes, I don't want you to faint, and tosses it at me, like Sam Malone, like slid it, and it just hits the table and slides, and it like spun and landed like facing me.
Oh, Jesus.
And it really made me want to like just unfold her and eat her out.
Wow. Yeah, well, we've got to move a lot of that dough.
I mean, a goldfish toss.
Man, that's hot. She was definitely flirting.
And then I actually ate him. I was kind of sitting like this and doing like a... And when she came over, she said, how you fish? And I said, hey, I like to fish, if you know what I mean.
Ooh-wee.
And, you know, we ordered the food, and it was quite flirty. But then, you know when you have like a good rapport, and then they just take it just a little too far. She comes back like every 3 minutes, and she's like, "How are you homos doing? Should I cut your dicks off or get you another round?" And you're
right.
Like, "All right,
we got it."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's a little thing called timing.
We both just kind of had this thing of like, "Boy, this really soured."
Yeah, yeah. Well, you gave her an inch, and she jumped on it.
It's like a film where you're like, "Look at all this action," and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know. It's too much.
Yeah, you hear that, John Wick? But no, I totally get it. It starts great, but you still gotta monitor it. You can't just go all in because then it's ruined.
By the end, we were like, oh god.
I've done that with flirting too, where you know, like you'll be talking to a lady in high school, and she's like, yeah, maybe we could watch a movie together. And I'm like, yeah, I love a movie. I'd love to shoot a movie of jizz on your face. And she's like, I gotta go. And you're like, oh wait, I blew it. You know. Because you got to pretend that you don't want to fuck her. It's very silly.
Shoot a movie of jizz is pretty good. That's
all
nice.
Right, well,
yeah, that's on her. She's a stick in the mud.
She didn't like it. It was my cousin.
Maybe try film next time.
Film. It's artsy.
A film of jizz.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw an ad for a movie that said nonstop action. I'm like, what world are we living in? That's positive.
All right.
Nonstop action. You're like, what? There's no dialogue?
Yeah.
It's a shit movie.
Yeah, how does it open?
I mean, can't you have even like 70% action would be annoying.
Even a porno, which has a lot of action, has some moments of not action. You got to meet the teacher.
Isn't stop action? Isn't that something?
Stop
like
motion.
Play? Oh, stop motion.
Animation.
Yeah.
Horace and Grimace. What is it called?
Boy, death is the ultimate stop motion. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael J. Fox is stop motion.
These two episodes in a day are tough.
These are some of my favorites. That's you after a goldfish.
But anyways, none of that had anything to do with anything. But then I went to Los Angeles is the point.
Yeah, L.A., Tinseltown, La La Land.
Well, first I went back to Gig Harbor for one day, which was nice because you kind of settle. You go from showbiz to like settle back into some family hang, and then you head to L.A., which, by the way, that trip is longer than you think. I'm like, I'll go to Seattle. I'll just dip down to L.A. But you're
L.A.'s
like,
all the way down there.
It's like a 3.5-hour flight.
Yeah, that is a little hectic.
So I go down to L.A., and I'm excited, and I have this thing now. You know, I'm having a baby. My father's gay. I'm like, I got to start making moves,
yeah.
Because everyone, you know me, everyone goes to L.A., they hit Bobby Lee and the other guy and Tim Dillon, and you're doing six pods a day. You have general meetings and lieutenant meetings.
Yeah,
and
hate them all. None of them amount to anything, by the way.
You're working it. You're doing spots, and I go out there. I see I smoke a cigar with John again. I go to a basketball game with Chris Walsh. I kiss Andy Hendrickson on the lips, and I do one podcast that nobody's ever heard of. So I go, this time I go, I'm going there, and I'm going to fucking make moves,
I say, did Andy Letterman, the other one?
Yeah, I really set some stuff up, and I was like, this is a business trip.
Hell yeah.
And I'm going in on Monday, and I'm doing Santino's podcast.
Hey, that's a doozy.
That's huge.
Huge.
He's a star, this man.
He's a redheaded, fun cat.
And every time I'm in L.A., he says, hey, you got to do my pod, and it just doesn't quite work out. He keeps trying. I miss him. He misses me. Whatever. He comes up with some excuse to not have me. But so this time I go, we're doing it. We're locked and loaded.
There you go. Put the pressure on.
And he says, you know, I'm on the road, but I'll be back Monday. I said, I'll be there Monday. Can we do Monday evening? He says, you got it. So now then I get there. I go to the Hotel Ziggy, which you stayed at before.
I love the Zig.
Right across the street. That's the comedy hotel now.
And there's a show in there, by the way.
That's right. So I go over there, I check in, and I'm going, all right, well, we don't have, you know me, I'm a schedule guy.
Oh, yeah, Ziggy Smalls.
I like a time, to know what's going on, but all I have from Santino is Monday evening.
Oh, I hate that, a little vague.
So I'm just sitting there and jerking off, looking at photos of him, you know, just can't wait, I'm waiting. And I start thinking, should I text him and go, hey, what time? But
3, 4, 5, something.
You know, my parents don't look me in the eye or hug me, so I got no confidence. And I go, well, maybe he knows I'm here. He doesn't want to have me.
Oh, here we go.
So it gets about 5 p.m., 6 p.m., around 6:30 p.m., I'm like, well, the late afternoon is come and gone.
Ship has sailed.
He hates me. Everybody hates me.
And you got shows. Right?
No shows.
Oh,
that
no
night.
Shows. Okay.
It's Monday night. So I'm like, I'm doing Santino. I don't need to do a show. That's the big kit and caboodle.
Sure.
So time passes, and I go, all right. Well, obviously, I suck, and nobody likes me, including my parents. So I text old C Dub, Chris Walsh, my old pal, played Uncle Marky in the hit film 4th of July.
Ah, yes.
And I say, hey, you want to go see. What's the name of that horror film? The Boogeyman?
The Boogeyman. That's
it's a Stephen King picture.
They didn't really get creative there.
Because I go, I haven't heard from anybody, and I was going to go to some show, and then I was like, whatever. Someone asked me to do a show, and I was like, I don't feel like doing a show. I'm jet-lagged. I'm gay. And he goes, great, let's go see The Boogeyman.
What a friend. This guy is spontane.
Oh, he's the best. So now I'm just like, now I got to do push-ups and try to make a video because I came into L.A. going, I'm going to cream the pan. I'm going to wipe the floor with this town.
Yeah, you're
and now I'm
Ziggy.
Going to see Boogeyman with Chris Walsh.
Oh, man. You could do that in New York.
So we go to the Grove. But now, don't you have this feeling, once everything frees up, you go, this is great. This is
of
my
course.
Favorite thing to do. I love going to the movies. I love hanging with Chris. So we catch up. We walk around the Grove. We go to the movie. Lights go down, the screen comes up, the magic, dun, 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 and I'm like this, Hollywood movie.
In comes the shooter.
I go, oh, shit, I forgot to put my phone on vibrate.
Yeah.
Santino, dude, I'm like, he hits me, it's 8 p.m., the movie is beginning.
Oh, my God,
and
box
I get Santino
of popcorn.
Going, hey, what's up? And I'm like, fuck, so I'm like, this guy, I hate a texture in a movie, but he's a movie star, this guy.
Oh, he's big, yeah, he's probably in Boogeyman.
So I go, hey, what's going on? He's like, what the fuck, I totally spaced, I'm a fucking idiot, I hate myself, I'm a piece of shit. And I go, hey, don't worry, I forgot about it too. Meanwhile, I was crying half an hour earlier, I had my tuxedo on. I go, what, that old thing? I didn't even rely on that bumping my career up. That wasn't even the cornerstone of this whole trip. No big whoop. So he writes, what about Wednesday? Can you do Wednesday? I say, put me down for Wednesday.
Okay.
I'll clear the schedule. He goes, okay, 4 p.m. Wednesday. I say, thank Christ on Christmas. You got it.
Finally a time.
Put the phone on silent, shove the phone in the pocket, put my feet up. I watch The Boogeyman, and pretty fun.
It's a win-win, though. You got a movie in with Walshy, and you got the pod still.
Yes, and I mentioned before with Chris, we're all Boston, but it's like family. It's like I got to connect with some family.
It all worked out. Too bad you're leaving L.A. on Tuesday.
So I go, great, that's all done. Then I do Zha Ying Summers?
Mm-hmm.
She's a beauty. I did her. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, I owe her a text. I fucking totally forgot.
She does my laundry, I think.
She She's great. I go and do her podcast. We do a couple videos together. I go over. I do Corolla.
Okay.
Hit the Corolla show. Adam Corolla.
You're doing some rounds here.
You got that right. Plus, I got my juggernaut.
Yes.
Santino.
Round syndrome.
That's hitting cleanup.
You're a round eye.
Then I go and do the store. I did a spot at the what's the baby room? The what's it called?
Belly.
The belly room.
Yeah, boy, look at you. What are you, Brian Callen?
I'm running that town. I go over there. I see all the buddy boys. Luke comes and hangs out, and Letterman, and I saw Whitney Cummings and all the people. It's very exciting, and Ally Makovsky, who I love seeing.
Oh, she's a good egg.
Great hangs, cool to be at the store. Then my hotel's right across the street.
Oh yeah,
and it's just a great time. Then I got the improv. That's the big show. I'm doing two shows at the improv.
Love it.
Wednesday night. So I wake up Wednesday morning. I got the big Santino Corolla in the morning. Santino in the afternoon.
Woo! Action packed day. Nonstop action.
Two celebrities, and then I got the. Let me just see what's going on here. Whoopsie daisy, big fuck up. Can't do the podcast today. We'll do it another time, I promise. And I go, hey, no, that. What are you kidding? I didn't even want to do that.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Who's this again? I hate redheads.
I got too many followers. My ticket sales are through the roof. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like when my special just stops at a number and stops gaining views. Don't sweat it.
Well, let me ask you, because you can't help but wonder, if you were Theo Vaughn, is he spacing? Is he, dude?
Well, I'm not Theo Vaughn.
I guess so. But you want to treat everyone equally.
Yeah, he's very, first of all, I got to say, he's sweet as
very
pie.
Helpful.
He'll get me on.
I'll do
the podcast before I pass away.
Eventually, yeah. 12 years. Maybe.
Plus, the special's coming out in August. That's better if I do it then.
Oh, you got a little grace.
Yeah. He likes me. I'm not pretty sure.
He likes you.
Yeah,
he's a good guy, and he's a mensch.
Yeah, I think so. But it happens. But you're like, all right, sir. But that's actually nice, too. Even though I wanted to take the world by storm,
yeah,
that opens up the schedule. I hit up John again. I go, hey, I'll see you at the V-Cut. Let's have some cigars.
Oh, yeah, V-Cut.
So I go over the V-Cut. We have a great hang, cigars. Henry Phillips comes. By the way, I forgot to mention Henry. I spent most of my time with Henry. We went out to breakfast. Stories galore. We're laughing our asses off.
Henry Winkler. Who's got more stories than old Hen?
The best
hen house,
best hang there is. He's scoring the Tom Dustin film, which is exciting. He might even write an original song for it.
Holy
moly. It's
going to
be a big deal. Get excited for that film.
What a talent.
So I'm doing the improv. I got my friend Lindsay Adams hosting. I got Henry Phillips on the show. I got Luke Moniz on the show. And then my old pal Jason Lawhead coming up to do a guest spot.
Hey, boy, a lot of heavy hitters. We need a Brown, I think.
So, what are you going to do?
There you go.
So it's a hang. It's a hang and a half. And then Chris Walsh comes to hang. Jonigan comes to hang. Andy Woodhull comes to hang. Andy Hendrickson comes to hang.
You got the whole dry bar lineup.
We got every white guy within a 50-mile radius is up in that attic. Killer hang, killer shows, Tuesdays galore.
Wow.
We packed it out.
Usually
two
it's the
shows
Jews in the attic.
Two shows. It was killer, and we just had a hang up there. Everyone's laughing, shucking. Alar Peak came out.
Oh, Peak's a good kid.
She's a good egg. She came out, and everyone. Who's the other guy? Michael from
Rappaport.
Phoenix. No, he's a Phoenix comic. He's funny. I think he might have been in Atlanta at one point. Maybe I made that
Phoenix.
Up though.
Michael Costa.
Turner. You know him?
Turner. Oh,
funny
he's a
guy.
Good guy.
Yes, he
Fun
comes.
Kid.
He
he's
has.
Lunch.
We're kicking old stories around, and it's just packed in there.
There we go.
And that was hot stuff, and I think I mentioned most of the stuff. Oh, anyways, so yeah, still did some stuff. I did Letterman. I did Corolla. I did Zha Ying. I did my own podcast with Luke Moniz, which was great.
Oh, nice.
Mindful Metal Jacket, which is coming back this week.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow. I think tomorrow, Mindful Metal Jacket is back.
MMJ.
So get on my morning jacket. Get on there. Subscribe. YouTube. The whole thing. And I think Luke Moniz is going to be the first one. That's how good it was. We
Ooh.
Moved it up to the top of the pile.
Oh, that's a good. That's very flattering, Moni.
So I think that's tomorrow. And by the way, you're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Might want to do earmuffs. Derek Donovan Walsh said, Luke Moniz, he said, that's my favorite friend of yours I've ever hung out with.
Oh, that hurts.
Yep.
Oh, he's a show guy. He listens to the show.
I know. Well, maybe he's intimidated by you, or he's nervous, or, you know, maybe he didn't bring the heat that day.
Touched his kid once. What are you going to do?
I've touched him more than that.
Maybe I'll do it more.
But anyways, love the Moness. Mindful Metal Jacket. Check it out. But all I just wanted to say, the improv, magical night.
Great room.
Yeah. Lindsay, Laura, Andy, Andrew, everybody hung, and we told a million stories. Then I had this thing, which was brutal. We're up there hanging out all night. And we're like, all right, let's wrap it up. It's getting late. I have an early flight. We walk downstairs. The staff is just standing there waiting to lock up.
Oh, I've been there.
I was like, what?
That's the worst.
I thought you guys were. I didn't want to be that guy.
No.
Like Eddie Griffin or some shit. They were waiting for us. I was like, I would have left 2 hours ago.
Ah, you're a black comic.
I had no idea.
Big entourage, taking forever.
Oh, brutal. Apologies to the Hollywood Improv, and have me back, for God's sakes. I didn't know.
Yeah, they'll have you back. I mean, you sold some tickets. You got all the friends there. And you could have thrown all those comics on.
Yeah, but I wanted to do my time.
Of course.
But then it was all those hangs where you go out, you leave, and you go on the sidewalk, and you start to say goodbye, but then you're like, oh, did I ever tell you
yes,
that one? And then we're
yes.
just hanging out in the street for a while.
You're
that
right
was beautiful.
On Sunset, cutting up. It's a blast.
Melrose.
Yeah, you're right.
But then... next morning, we had this long debate about who go to the airport. John against one of these guys. He leaves for the airport 10 minutes before the flight.
Yeah.
I have pre-check. And you know me, of course. I leave 9 days early. I like to. So we had this long debate. Everyone's chiming in. You're like, I'm like you. No, no, you're crazy. No, I would leave at this hour. And I say, I'm not looking for any advice. My flight's at 9:45. I'm leaving at 6:30. I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Yada, yada. Get there. Get out of my thing. I go to text John again. I'm like, I'm here 3 hours early, baby, and I love it.
Three
I'm going
hours.
To that lounge, whatever, 2.5. Then I get this.
Oh, it's Santino.
This time it's Delta. Hey, your flight's been delayed 4 hours. Just
Ooh.
Wanted to let you know.
Really, four?
Literally four.
Oh, my Lord.
It was going to smog. The smog strangled. All the smoke was out here in New
yes.
York.
London smog.
And it ended up being delayed 6 full hours. It was one of those ones, every 2 hours, it goes, you're delayed another hour. I spent
wow.
6 hours. That's the 6 hour delay, and I was there 2 hours early. So I spent almost 8 hours at the lounge.
I mean,
in the airport.
How many meatballs can you eat?
It was brutal. It was a long, long fucking day. And the worst part was I was like coming back and I had it all planned. The Stanley Cup Finals were going on. I was like, I got Thursday. I'm going to get home at 6 p.m., chill out, order food, watch the hockey game, and just unwind. It was a 9-day trip. And I lost all. I got home at 1 a.m. And then Oof. The next day I had to go right back to work and shit.
Oh, 1 a.m. Now, just imagine if you didn't have the lounge. My God.
Oh, forget about it.
You'd spend $8 million at the airport bar. Because that's the other thing is I get on I go to the airport with a lot of openers. And they'll be like, oh, we got 3 hours. We might as well get hammered. And I'm
right.
like, I like to drink as much as the next guy. I'm hungover right now. I don't want to go get hammered at an airport and then get on a flight. And then you get to your city and you're all hungover and banged
right.
up. That's not fun to me.
No, well, it was to me, but you know,
right.
I got you. But I know the feeling. But something was at least you could pass the time. And
that's
be like,
true.
I'm shit house.
That's true.
But it was rough. But the nice thing was, so many people got off of my flight because it was delayed so long. I ended up getting the first class upgrade with the bed and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
They got the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, the bed is big.
So bed was nice, but no live TV. So I missed the entirety of the hockey game, which sucked.
Bitch. But what happened, Delta? You're number one airline.
Well, I think it was the smoke.
Ah, the smoke.
Yeah,
you don't want none of this smoke.
But
right.
Yeah, that was the LA trip. But I'll get on Santino Pod. I swear to God.
The funny thing is, you could have done three Santinos on that airport trip.
I know, it's a good point. But he's a busy man. He's got multiple podcasts. He's a movie star. He's a TV. He's touring.
Yeah,
he's huge.
I bumped into him and I said, I'm going to. Australia goes, I was just there shooting a movie for a month. I was like, who are you? You're
yeah.
like fucking Margot Robbie.
Nicest guy, by the way.
Great egg.
So nice. And he's one of these guys like, wow, I didn't want to bother you. He's like, bother me. What are you out of your fucking mind? He's like, just text me, you dummy. And I'm like, I hate myself.
He's a normal dude. He's a mensch, and I usually hate redheads.
Hmm.
Yeah, not a fan. I think they're cursed.
Should I keep going? Where are we at for time? 50. Oh,
oh.
Okay. I got more stuff over
All
here.
All right, bring it on,
you got more stuff?
I'm out. I got the Jewish wedding and that's it. I saw the Moyle, and you got a V-cut.
I'm out there, Jerry, and I'm loving every minute. By the way, there's what the fuck's his name? The guy that works at the V-cut.
Gail Carnegie.
He's a huge.
Hugh Jackman.
Huge fan. I'm spacing on his name
Greg
right
Morton.
Now. Brandon, Brendan, Alex, Brad, Charlie.
They were in Vietnam.
Steve, Vince,
Steve
List. Vinny.
I don't know if we're going to get it. Even if you said it, I wouldn't know it.
Well, you wouldn't know it. You don't go there. But he's a fucking asshole. The old guy's name was Derek. Huge gay. He gave me a beautiful cigar. I got to give him a shout out. I don't know his name. I forgot his name. I know his name, but I'm spacing right now. The cameras are on. I'm so sorry,
close,
Charlie, Steve,
close,
Mike,
no
Dave,
cigar.
Bob. Tell him Steve, Dave. He gave me a fucking Cuban cigar longer than my father's cock. It was a beauty, and I went right home and smoked it.
2-inch cigar, pretty good.
Oh, shit. Charlie, Brandon, Brendan.
Colin.
Ruth Ann. Michael. Steve.
I'm sure you got it at some point.
Brady. Brody. Brandon.
We're not going to say it. We don't know it.
Yeah, I guess this is just... a nightmare.
Either way, I think I know who you're talking about. He's doing Santino's pod tomorrow.
Well, let me tell. Oh, I forgot the 6-hour flight delay. This name do anything for you? Bob Baffert?
BB.
Don Beebe.
I don't know, Bobby. I'm Baffert.
He's
I'm
the
baffled.
Most famous horse trainer guy.
Ah.
You'd know him if you saw him. Big head of white hair. He's got a big mop of white hair.
Okay.
Very wealthy. He wins all the derbies and the duck hunts or whatever.
Is he short, like a jockey?
No, he's not a jockey. He's
like
the owner guy or the trainer. I think he's the owner.
Okay.
Chuck, pull up Bob Baffert. I think he's an owner. I think he's a horse owner.
Was he swarmed with people? Was he mobbed? I mean, how'd you recognize him?
I saw the face, and I knew everyone. He had like a gang around him.
Horses?
And no horses.
A band
can't
of
fly
horses.
With a horse.
True, of course.
A horse, a kingdom for a horse. He's got this mop of bright white hair. You'd recognize him,
I don't know about a Baffert.
Well, I don't know.
What do you got?
American racehorse trainer who trained the 2015 Triple Crown winner. And,
yes.
And the 2018.
What was that? Cigar? Brown Cigar? What was his name?
American Pharaoh and Justify.
Yeah, close enough.
Justify, coming down.
Well, he's the big guy. You'd recognize him. You wouldn't recognize him, I guess. But I was looking at him, and he's got to be worth $25 billion.
Wow, Baffert.
So Bobby Baffert. You were right next to a celeb. You had no idea. I don't know. That wasn't really anything.
Horse face.
But let me tell you about this, because I think you might enjoy this. I don't know if it's a story or whatever.
Put it in my dick hole.
We did these two episodes in a day are tough. But I had a spot at the old Fat Black Pussycat Bar.
The
recently.
Bar. Can be tough.
It can. So this is at the Comedy Cellar's sister room or cousin room or whatever the
Inbred.
Fuck.
Inbred.
So I, horse bread.
Ah.
So I walk into the
terrible loaf.
Lounge. I walk into the bar, and I'm a little early. You know me. Still the same old G, but I've been low-key. I look at the video. I see Keith Robinson is on over at the lounge.
Yes, yes. Funny guy.
So I go, let me pop over and see Keith. He'll be dead by the end of this podcast.
Sure. It's a stroke of genius.
So I poke in. I look in there, and this man, Keith Robinson, one of the most beloved men comedian ever.
New York staple.
Anybody not like Keith?
I think the Klan.
Yeah, maybe them. But anyone that knows him, even
no.
the Klan, if they saw him,
true.
Met him, talk to him, they'd be like, this guy's all right.
Yeah, grand wizard of comedy.
So I go, let me go see Keith. I poke in there, and now I haven't seen Keith in a while. Always a funny guy. I'm like, this will be fun. I'll watch Keith for a little bit. Mind-blowing.
Come on.
Murdering.
Wow.
Murdering. The best shit. I feel like rock and comedian.
Wow.
This is the best show I've seen in 10 years.
I was in Australia, probably hammered at a bar, and you're texting me this. I was like, how about, you're blown away.
I mean, stories, he's talking about his stroke, and then he had a second stroke, and he had a stroke during COVID, and he's telling the stories. It was like Pryor. It was better than Pryor.
Wow, come on now.
I'm not kidding, Jerry. I'm like, I mean, Pryor came first, so what? I'm not saying Keith is better than Pryor, but I'm saying this show is better than anything I've seen in a long time. And he's like murdering in a way that's like, this is different than like, I killed.
Wow.
Hey guys, I killed it. I mean, like, people screaming, wow. yelling, knee slapping, joy, like a joy bomb went off.
Yeah.
And just killer stuff. And he's laughing and smiling and having this joy. And he's all dinged up. I mean, yeah. He's had a stroke.
He's got the arm thing.
Yeah, his arm's a little wacky.
He looks like Trump imitating Attard.
Yeah, yeah, that guy, the New York Times fella. Or whatever.
Right, right.
But, I mean, you got to see the show. I mean, I feel like Henry Hill's girlfriend, Janice Rossi, you got to see these impressions.
It's funny because he was on VU before me, and I was running there, and I was like, Keith's on, I want to go see it. And I got there, and he was yelling at the crowd, like, you guys suck, you suck. And I was like, damn, he's not having the moment.
Wow, this was, he was doing it, and at one point he did the, like, I got the light, but I don't give a shit. And then everyone went crazy for that.
Wow.
And the comics were laughing. And it's just killer stuff. I mean, stories, bits, every kind of way you can be funny. And I've never seen anyone kill the lounge like
come
this.
On
I swear to God, I mean, the lounge is a tough room.
Oh yeah, it could be wacky.
He was murdering, and then the stairs are all filled with comics, and it was so good. I was literally blown away.
Whoa.
And they were like, you're next, because whoever didn't show up, and I was like, fuck, I want to keep watching this. And they're like, they showed up. So I was like, oh nice.
Oh,
I get
great.
To watch. And it was really something. So if you're in New York, or if he's on the road, wherever, go see the show. And he's got to film it, because...
Yes. Put it on wax there, Keith, because we'd like to preserve this.
Masterful. And as always, just the best hang.
Oh, ever. Funniest guy. Good hang at the table.
You got Henry Phillips and Keith Robinson at a table. I'm sitting down.
You got that right, Fatty.
Because Keith is... What's so great about Keith is, and he says, he's like, you have to be on the side of funny. There's all
yes,
this debate.
Yes.
And Keith will take any side against anybody just to be funny. That's what
yeah,
I love about him.
So true.
You never hear Keith being like this. No, that's not right. He's like this. Yes, fuck you.
Keith, the legendary moment, said it before, say it again. Louis C.K.'s in a world of shit because his set got leaked. A big comedian, movie producer guy is there, and he's going, what he said was abhorrent, that was horrible, you shouldn't even make jokes about that. And we're all debating, and it's like eight comics going, I don't know. And some guys are like, yeah, that was too far, that was crazy. And then Keith goes, he walks up, and he goes, what are y'all talking about? And we tell him the story, and he goes, oh, that's funny. And we all lost it, because he was looking at this giant movie producer, you know, famous guy, and he was like, you're wrong, that's killer. Blow me.
Now, Keith is the best, special guy. I got to do the Impractical Jokers cruise with him, and just the best hangs. Fucking hilarious guy, but you got to go see the stuff. I mean, obviously, a very funny comic his whole career, and the funniest guy to hang out with ever. I mean, just has everyone dying and just trashing everybody. But this new hour, this is special.
Oh, yeah.
Go see it.
And to have a stroke and have all the material about it is, I think, two strokes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all whacked out in the brain from the wings and the fries and the wine. I don't know what happened, but he's got me doing jumping jacks, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, watch that blood pressure, Fatty.
Blood pressure's through the roof.
The V-cut will get you. You don't have to cut your losses.
Oh, I had two cigars yesterday.
Oh, so two stupid. In a day.
And wings and fries,
woo!
Tater tots.
Oh, you're Steinbrenner? Two cigars?
Oh, God, I'm going to kill myself.
I don't even know if he smokes cigars. But either way,
so.
Where are you going to be there, Sloppy Jalopy?
Well, this weekend, first of all, Mind for Metal Jacket coming back tomorrow.
This is the
11th. Yes.
Yes.
And 7-Eleven. Where'd you learn how to shoot like that? 7-Eleven. This weekend. Irvine, California. Irvine Improv next weekend at San Jose Improv, August 3rd through the 5th. Providence Comedy Connection, August something through the something. Nashville, Zanies. I also have Philadelphia Helium coming up October 5th through the 7th. And then Cobbs in San Francisco. I have the Dallas Improv soon. Ton of dates. Go to my YouTube. I'm putting a ton of shit up on my YouTube. Mind for Metal Jacket is on there. Joe and Ron on Talk Movies is up there.
Yes.
I'm doing all these play-by-play bullshit that's on there. I got a bunch of Grove 34s that are on there. So go subscribe. Obviously, a comedy special called...
Ooh, we get the title. Material.
Also, by the way, August 18th, my new special comes out. Fuck, did I not plug that earlier? I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
August 18th, it's going to premiere probably... 10 p.m. Eastern, something like that.
Okay.
August 18th on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe. Put that in your books. August 18th. We'll watch it together. We'll be in the chat room just like last time. Algorithm.
Nice. Marie Callender's. I've got a tour cooking. You don't say. Check my website because I don't have enough new material. I'm terrified of this new tour. It comes out after the Netflix special, which is July 25th. Check that out. Put that in the calendar. But I need new material, so I got all this free time. So I just hit the agent. I said, book me in some places. And he goes, well, I can't ruin your markets because we're trying to sell tickets. Ooh. And I go, well, find some new places. This guy found me a place, Davenport, Iowa. I mean, he scoured the earth to find these wacky gigs. So check my website. I might be coming to your backyard. Who the hell knows? It's going to be cunty. It's going to be kooky. Say hello. Got to work out the new. And, yeah, July 25th, Netflix, one-hour special. The word retard is in it quite a bit, and I'm very nervous. Chuck!
Check out my podcast, Fun Bearable, at Fun Bearable Pod everywhere. We're so far out, so Mike Cannon was just on. Hopefully Alan Fitzgerald will be on. I just directed his special. Check it out. It's called Straight for Pay.
Nice. Straight for Pay. All right, folks, that'll do it. You heard it here first.